inside. Not even a pilot. Now that I saw the fly car up close, I recognized the craft. It belonged to the Majda family. Right. Real personal. Have an automated vehicle fetch me to their palace. It didn't surprise me, though. They kept me on retainer, but none of our interactions changed my unease about working in the shadow of their stratospheric power. Even so, the Majdas ruled the city of Kryze. Kryze ruled the planet Raelicon, and I lived on Raelicon. I stepped up into the fly car. With the House of Majda, power came in a trio, three sisters, all formidable, all different. I found Colonel Lavinda Majda the easiest to deal with, or more accurately, the least nerve-wracking, and I wasn't one whose nerves were easily racked. Majda women were impossible to read, towering and impassive, born to power. Many were officers in Imperial Space Command, more commonly called ISC, the Combined Military Forces of the Imperialate. In fact, Vaj Majda, the oldest sister, served as general of the Pharaoh's army, which made her a joint commander of ISC. Lavinda, the youngest, had been my contact on the first case I worked for them, when a crime boss in the Undercity kidnapped a Majda prince. The Majdas hired me because of my Undercity origins. I could go places below the desert none of them even knew existed. They feared he had died, and they were damn near right, but I found him in time. For that, they decided I was human after all, despite my humble origins. In the past year, I had visited the palace several times, and I never lost my awe of the place. Today, a man ushered me through the corridors. No one could afford human staff anymore. Everyone used robots, which required less investment in terms of pay, food, and housing. Yet here this fellow walked, dressed in black, with a subtle sense of power that made me suspect he too was military. Majdas employed people who looked like them. Hell, even I could be an untamed version of them, with black curls I could never control and dark eyes. A lover had once told me I defined the phrase wildly gorgeous, which I think he meant as a compliment, but I gathered he also didn't think I looked civilized. Majdas were the epitome of civilization. We followed a hall wide enough for 10 people to walk side by side down its gleaming length. Mosaics graced the walls, gold sparkling amid blue and green hues, evoking fish in a pond, here on a world with no surface water. Light filled the hall, though I saw no lamps. In fact, no sign of technology showed anywhere. The palace looked as it must have when it was first built, exquisite, pristine, and ancient. It had been in these mountains almost as long as humans had lived on this world. The Majda lineage went back millennia, to a time when their power had been second only to the House of Scolia. Led by the Ruby Pharaoh, the Scolias had raised the ancient Ruby Empire, a far-flung civilization that stretched across the stars. It collapsed after only a few centuries. My ancestors plunged into barbarism, and we didn't regain the stars for millennia. Today, an elected assembly ruled our people. However, it escaped no one's attention that we called ourselves the Scolian Imperialate, not the Republic of this or the Federation of that. The Ruby Dynasty still wielded influence, and after them, the Majdas remained the most powerful house. Today, however, the Majda Empire was financial. They had more wealth and influence than the combined governments of entire planets. My escort never spoke. He left me in a room with vaulted ceilings that created a sense of space. The walls displayed paintings of the vanished sea, showing the sun setting over that vast desert. Spectacular works of art, yes. But they also accented the death of the world Raelicon, its long dying over the ages. Without our technology to keep it livable, Raelicon would soon become uninhabitable for human life.